We hope you had a most enjoyable Shabbos. We continue with our study of Nachyomi, a deeper look as we do every single day. Le'ilui Nishmas Abi Mori, Rav Hillel ben Meir, Chelmecha, Zichrono Lebracha, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Lebracha. And this Shabbos, we started Sefer Melachim Aleph, and the Abarbanel raises a pretty interesting question at the beginning of the Sefer. He says, listen, I don't understand. The story of David HaMelech is told over in Sefer Shmuel, so why don't we talk about the end of his life in Sefer Shmuel as well? Why do we wait until Sefer Melachim to bring that about? Sefer Melachim seems to be more about Shlomo HaMelech than David HaMelech. Why don't we include that? Now, a simple answer might be that at least a part of David's life is in Sefer Melachim to show us that he is the person for whom everyone gauges themselves in terms of the kings of Sefer Melachim. We try to figure out, were they as good or perhaps better than David HaMelech? But the Abarbanel and the Malbim both offer the following understanding. They want to suggest that David HaMelech's ability of being infirm helps explain why Adonio chose to try to take over the kingship. Adonio, according to the Malbim, sees David HaMelech to be irrelevant, and therefore he decides that it's time for him to have appointed his own replacement, and that's why he grabbed onto what he saw as opportunity to be king. And that's included in Sefer Melachim, since Shlomo HaMelech, who's about to start Sefer Melachim, also rises to the throne in the wake of Adonio's misguided attempt. But Rabbi Chaim Jachter suggests that we can offer perhaps a different perspective by identifying different agendas in Sefer Melachim and Shmuel. Why and how? So there were three ideas that he wanted to suggest. He wanted to suggest that Sefer Melachim begins with David HaMelech on the throne and ends with an episode relevant to the Gullus in Bavel. And we can assume the agenda of Sefer Melachim is to explain B'nai Yisrael's deterioration from the pinnacle of having a great king on the throne to a people who are on their way out to Bavel as part of a Gullus. So if that's the case, Sefer Melachim is Sefer HaKhorban, the Sefer of Destruction. That fits nicely with Chazal's understanding that Yirmiyahu HaNavi was the one who wrote Sefer Melachim. After all, Yirmiyahu is the prophet of gloom and doom. And even the Abarbanel, who sometimes questions Chazal's identification of who wrote which Sefer, he also agrees that Yirmiyahu wrote Sefer Melachim. Divrei HaYamim concludes with Koresh's permission to come back to Yerushalayim and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. And so if that's the case, then Divrei HaYamim is a presentation of Sefer Shmuel and Sefer Melachim written in Bayesheni. But its agenda in retelling the stories is to teach us Shir LaHashem Shir Chadash, to sing a new song to Hashem. So Divrei HaYamim takes the stories of Sefer Melachim and puts it in a more optimistic style. And Divrei HaYamim therefore represents a new beginning and a fresh start. And based on that approach, Sefer Shmuel doesn't end with David HaMelech's death, since Shmuel's agenda is not to present the biography of David. It's to finish the story of the acquisition of the field of the Goren of Aravna Yebusi as the future site of the Beis HaMikdash, since that's exactly what David HaMelech was supposed to see as his primary issue. That is to say, Sefer Shmuel is to describe the dramatic ascent of Am Yisrael from a splintered people to a people with a great leader coming in and ushering in the Beis HaMikdash. At the same time, Sefer Melachim begins with the story of David HaMelech's death, since we're trying to see the deterioration from David HaMelech being at the height all the way to going down to his depth. And so if that's the case, we see this as a major theme of Sefer Melachim and Sefer Yirmiyahu. And Adonio is a king and tries to emerge as a king due to the neglect of the message of the Navi, who specifically said that his job is not to coronate Adonio. And so the reign of Adonio was narrowly averted due to what? Due to David HaMelech and Bathsheba giving into the Navi, Nasan HaNavi. That will be the opposite of what we'll see at the end of the Sefer, where the kings don't listen to the Navi. And so therefore, we see that as a very fundamental issue. So at the end of the day, we see that what? The Svarim are not always about the personalities. Sometimes they're about the themes. And the themes in Sefer Melachim and Sefer Divrei HaYamim and Sefer Shmuel are all different. And that we'll see that by looking at things thematically, and by looking specifically at Sefer Melachim, which we're starting now, thematically, as the depiction of a nation in its decline and heading towards destruction, will give us a perspective to see where we went wrong and hopefully what we can do to get back on top. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.